Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
I'm Steve Swelsey Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Gannspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureate Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite, or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible GanRocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So, take a look on Facebook for GanRocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
All right, welcome back. You're tuned into 101.9 CFNC, and that first track of today's episode of the program was Angeline de Poitrine with Yon Zerad, my favorite track off the new album, Volume 2. And if you're listening to the program today, then there's a good chance you guys already know who Angeline de Poitrine is. But if you're unfamiliar, then a Quebecois kind of math rocky duo that has been making waves online as of lately because of them. Obscene isn't the right one, but eccentric. I'm not an English major, but the way they dress and the microtonal guitar, double neck bass, and the costumes they have are just insane. But yeah, that's my favorite track off the new album. Kind of reminiscent of Atlan Gunn and like some early microtonal giz stuff. But yeah, today's episode, while I'm in the middle of studying for exams, is just a bunch of indie tronica, one of not a really well-defined genre, but just alternative stuff that has electronics in it. It's going to range from noise rock stuff from Gilliband all the way to art rock stuff like Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio, and I even got some Bullets of Canada from fans of that coming up at the end. But I'm going to quit talking right now. I'm going to get back to studying in between these tracks, and I'm going to leave you guys with Famously Alive by Gorilla Toss.
On your tongue, I heard the shepherds, I heard the sheep sleep. Now my only one broken sweethearts, oh, who sleep apart. Most of I feel sad spines, who must sleep sound. Suppose now, shush, she makes a sound, the sound she makes to calm me down. so thin. As I begin rubbing others out, your state worsens on my skin. Suppose now, shush. She makes the sound she makes to calm me down. She makes the sound she makes. I'm tired.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for sticking with me. That track was Stairway by Yukon Blonde. Before that, we had Apply by Glasson. Before that, we had Dissolve Me by Alt-J. And as I mentioned before that, Famously Alive by Gorilla Toss. Coming up next, I have a few noisy kind of tracks that still kind of fit the Indietronica label. The first one is Zung off of the new album by Canadian band that I can't say because the obscenity in the name of the band, but it's on the album Event Beat. And after that, I have a song by Gillaband, Backwash. And honestly, I could have just played Gillaband songs today. I, in the past couple of weeks, went down a deep dive through their discography. Really cool stuff. If you guys like some of the bands I usually play on here, like Sprain, Maruja, Squid, it's right up that kind of alley. And then, yeah, that kind of concludes our short little noise rock segment. But, yeah, I'll catch you guys in a few minutes. Backwash by Gilliband. Before that, we had Zung. And coming up next, I'm going to continue the kind of Indie-tronica stuff, but go and dig deep into like the artsy side of that. And to start off this next segment, I got Lying with the Wolf by P.E. I have a new song by, and please, I apologize if I pronounce this wrong, but the band name, artist name is Hitsuji Bangaku. And the song is Sono Toki. And the reason I'm playing this Japanese song is because Squid did a nice remix to it. It kind of fits the vibe a bit. It's a little extreme, but you guys will see in a sec. And then after that, I've Backed the Radio by Porridge Radio off of the last album, Water and Slide, Diving Board, Ladder into the Sky. Also the final album, I believe. And the last one of the segment is Truth in Trauma off the new Crack Cloud album. It's the outro and doesn't really, I don't want to say it doesn't fit with the rest of the album, but it is fairly different to kind of anything they've released. But yeah, I'll quit talking again. I know you guys are mainly hearing from the music and a few honks. But yeah, that's about it from this segment, speaking segment. I'll just leave you guys with the tunes.
What I've lost, what I've wasted, what lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we we'll be right back.
find a peace, a purpose tried and true, closer to the truth. Gradually I change, learn from your mistakes, build up what's inside. You don't need to hide. You are a blank slate, corrupted by the times, choices that you made.
Welcome back and tune into 101.9 CFNC. Sorry about the abrupt ending then. I could have sworn the song still went on for a little bit longer, but then it's just 45 minutes of silence. Seconds of silence to finish off the album. I thought it got a little noisy, but I just thought I'd wrap it up anyways. Coming up next, to finish off today's episode, I have two electronic-y tracks, still kind of indie-tronica. The first one is by Canada's very own Caribou, off his big album. It's the instrumental track Lea Bella. And to finish off today's episode, I have Pete Standing Alone by Borants of Canada. And if you guys are Borants of Canada's fans, then you might have seen online that Borants of Canada is getting ready to drop their first album in 13 years. And a bunch of fans, including myself, are looking into the VHS tapes that they've sent old Warp customers across the world. They're using the VHSs and trying to isolate the audio and images to find any clues about when this album could be releasing. It's not even confirmed that there is an album yet, but seeing how Tomorrow's Harvest kind of kicked off the same way with the ANG album rollout, I'd rather get my hopes up and get them dropped if they're not being a ANG rollout and trying all these weird different ways to kind of get clues, like throwing the audio in a spectrogram, seeing if there's any words and images that pop up in that, or even just like looking in the metadata of the source code on the websites and such. But nothing too much yet, just a bunch of cool cryptic postings being put up across the world. And I'm really excited for that. I've never been around for a Borants of Canada release, and I'm really excited, but I'm going to quit talking. That was today's episode, and I'll see you guys next week with maybe my last show of the spring. Until then, I'm Nate, this is the program, and this is Lea Bella.